Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Let's
start God the mighty hand club.
God
the ministers who have just left.
Department,
right from the second department,
government,
God is heavenly government on the earth.
Department, bishop,
department of bishops and deacons.
They are
best in division of bishops. Who reach a service which for us in spirit and the flesh, and they teach what instruction is taught as we keep in scriptures, the inspiration of God. Glory and honor we give the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Thank you much, the Father, making us something special in the midst of the world. In the name of our Lord Jesus, by the Holy Spirit,
He's worked
with army of angels and all creations in the city. We
are
offerings, Lord. We manifest from the children of men. Thank you for giving that wisdom and that understanding. For it's not in all, but you've given it to us. Glory and honor come from you, who's given that wisdom. You can take your seat slowly.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You
know, a child who will be last at school, they hate the wise students.
Wow.
If you appear last at school, you begin to hate the wise students. Have you understood it?
Wow.
But one who will pass, when he sees the wise joins to pass with them, and they ask, where are the wise? They are there. You
two
then pull you among the team of the wise. Yes.
Amen.
What comes out, you become wise. And people call you wise before you've come, because you pass with the wise. Because they say, tell me whom you pass with. But these students were foolish at school, and they will be last. They hated the wise. This is the school of the Lord. If you see the wise, you hate them, it's up to you. Someone asks, has wisdom come?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Akati,
now, in this world, if you hate full knowledge of God International Ministries, even Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, you are going to appear last. You'll be last. And those who appear last, they have their place. It is hell. And those the heads, they have the place, it's heaven. And God gives two things. You will be the head or the tail. On those two, you get one. All those who follow the tail, in Revelation 12, verse 3 and 4, they were cast by the tail of the serpents. They entered the bottomless pit, hell. But brethren, the foolish children, the foolish student at school, and those who appear last, they always hate the wise students. But those will be able to pass, though they appear foolish. And they know if they sit the exams, they will fail. While they do, they hold on to the wise.
They
begin to call them wise before they get wise, which caused them to fight much to become wise. They find themselves, those who have been the wise, if they appear in the first positions, they are in second or the third.
Sometimes
the wise begin even not to be comfortable with them. And they wonder, let him not bypass us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So
instead of hating full knowledge of God international ministries, that because we call ourselves full knowledge of God,
then
that is what we are indeed. And you'll just hate us? No. You become a friend. You speak to that one. You become a friend unto full knowledge of God national ministries. You will become one of full knowledge. You will get the full knowledge. We move together and pass the exams together. Those who pass, they enter heaven. Those who fail, they end in hell. I speak those failed exams of this world.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You want to stand where? But whatever you are, in hatred, your body we shall bury it. Your spirit we know those who are to take it in hell.
Hey.
Yes. We shall bury the bodies. And you will finish. Don't you see you waste your time in things of hatred? You see all things not of righteousness. It's wastage of time. Because still they will end. Except those of righteousness will keep moving on.
But
they are going to be even in the new heavens and the new earth where righteousness dwells. It's those coming things of righteousness
continue with our
acts.
Amen.
And those one who are doing unrighteous things, they will end. You must end.
Koma.
You have to end somewhere.
Or
you
know,
on this earth.
Kunseno. Now, hell, they pay you with beatings, torments, and things like that.
Your
acts are not allowed to be taken on into hell. No. And don't move with you in a lake of fire, but to bear as your works have been.
So, Abouganda,
so brethren, don't waste time in the vain things of this world, but let's seek most things done in heavens, and we do them. The things of heaven, we know them, and we do them. And those we know, and we believe them just as they are. And on this earth it cannot be done. But when we reach heaven, because we shall be knowing them, still we shall do them. Yes. Those of heavens, we know them. Doing those meant to be done on earth, and they are done. And there are those we know we can't do on this earth. But we shall do them in the season when we reach heaven. And still we believe to do what heavens has taken counsel of.
For
there are things they take counsel in heaven right from God. And we have to do them on the earth, yet in heaven they will never be done. Have you ever analyzed those things? Our Father in heaven, thy name, Allah be your name, thy will be done on earth as done in heaven. It's true. We know things of heaven, we do them as done in heavens, we do on this earth. And there are those we know and we cannot do them today.
But they will
be done on the other time. When we've reached in heaven. May those heavens take counsel of. Be done on earth.
Yet
in heavens they are not done. For example. A man should be of one woman. Even a woman of one man. Yet in heavens we shall be like angels. We shall not marry, neither get married. Now that means God in heavens to counsel that be done on earth. Yet in heavens it's not done. Right there we need to study about that. Yes. And there are things done in heavens. You have to know them and we do them. Example, they worship and they praise. But that we too can do it on this earth. And there are things done in heavens, we know them. And we wait on the other day. When we reach in heavens to do them. And on the earth, it's impossible to do them. For example, the angels fly.
Yes.
And you read it, you know. You cannot try to begin fly from this earth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But when you will reach in heaven, it's possible and it is done.
So,
those three things, think about them. It's a good thought. That there are things we know. And they are of heaven. And we do them on the earth.
And
those we know they are of heaven. And we can't do them on the earth till we shall reach in heaven. And there are things God commanded from heaven. And they are done on earth.
Yet
the heavens, they will never be done there. You agree with that? But have you ever minded to research about it?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You
think of it, it's a good thought. And those three are in your book, the Bible. Knowing things done in heavens to be done on earth. Because it's possible to be done on earth. And to know things done in heavens.
To prepare
to do them on the other time when you've reached heaven. For it's impossible to do them on earth. And there is to know. Things God commanded basing in heaven. Be done on earth. Yet in the heavens they will never be done. What do you think of it? You ask neighbor, what do you think of that? Have you ever sat down to search about them?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You move on thinking about it. When we finish the service, you go back, give it some attention. And you go on the side and ask.
I
begin to read this Bible. You have to keep discovering those things. As you read it. Discover there are things God commanded to be done in heaven. And we have to know them. And we do them on the earth. As done in heavens.
And you know, there
are things done in heavens. We have not them while on this earth. But we can't do them on the earth. But we wait when we reach in the heavens to do them. And the things God commanded best in heavens be done on earth, yet in heavens they will never be done there. End up when you've been told His will be done.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But
children of men do not look through things. And
when we
read, in the Bible, we don't think of them yet. The three are within the Bible. They are within the Bible. And indeed, today, though you read of rivers of living waters,
there
is nowhere you go there to drink of them. And you read, will lead us, take us beside rivers of living waters? Can't you know it parts? Here you drink it through the words.
But
on other day when you reach in
heaven,
you will go on the throne of God and you find rivers of living waters you drink. Are they not in that Bible? But let's first put them in our inner man, in our hearts, even our minds, and we have others we add on them. Praise Jesus much. By name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman and the Bible reader teacher Isaac. We love you all in the name of our Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. We based in this ministry of the full knowledge of God, again to move rich unto you, the book on God's mega last agenda on the earth. Call it the book about full knowledge of God in the national ministries and God's worldwide call. Basing in Africa, Uganda.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now we want to move on with NB number
8.
Words to put on special attention. Those meaningful and key in God's worldwide call. Basically in Africa, Uganda. And we see the way God revealed me the book of remembrance, passing through the heavenly biblical journey for 7 years. From the year 2005 up to 2011. In series of the visions, the dreams, the trance, or transfiguration.
Azotals,
or call it teleportation,
Samim,
and the Urim. And these are the spiritual transports, those used in the heavenly journey. As we first saw, and when we finished, we saw the reason why heavenly journey was moved through the Bible.
Be
able to get explained the origin of the Bible, right from the everlasting God the Father. The reality of the Bible,
for
it shows things which were, which are, and those going to come, the truth of the Bible. First of all, and is our Lord Jesus Christ,
in
Him are all things in heavens and earth. Those written in this book, the Bible, the second still is the Father, who bases above all the heavens, is the beginning and the end, where we find the entire new heavens and new earth. All those are written in this book, the Bible, through the spirit of truth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We saw the way of the Bible, right from the everlasting, put in the heavens, and get a photocopy, put it on the earth.
And
we saw the life of the Bible, right from that of heavens. It's not written on paper, but on the spiritual body. It's not written with letter, but with the spirit of life. And we knew the Bible is not the letter that we minister, but is the spirit, and is God the Father, and is the Son, and the Holy Spirit speak within it. There are many things we knew there. Began summer of the heavenly journey. Summary of the heavenly journey.
We
moved that journey from the planet Earth.
We
moved to other 9 planets.
We
moved from the 9 planets. Headed to kingdom of the moon, the sun, the stars, and the clusters in the firmament of the heaven. In their kingdom of the stars, we saw of hell, the prison of God, known as the bottomless pit, where
he
imprisoned all the rebellious who don't repent on the earth, even the evil spirits.
the
devils, the fallen angels. When we finished, we saw principalities. The principalities, the devils, the fallen angels,
those
known as the aliens,
who
appear demons of clans, or gods of nations. And there are three bases. The first base is in the kingdom of the stars. The second in the underwater. The third in the underground.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. When we finished there,
we moved
from kingdom of stars, heading to the last created heaven, the fourth heaven. The blue heaven you see makes up the rim below.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And there we saw God created four heavens, not one.
And
after we saw the way in the heavenly journey, we used the way of ascending and descending and not rotating dimensions.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When we finished there,
we began
the journey from the last created heaven, the fourth heaven, the blue heaven you see, makes up the rim below, to head to the rim above. In the three heavens, makes up the rim above, and immediately reached into the first created heaven, in the rim above, where we find the city of God,
Jerusalem.
Jerusalem of heaven, where we've seen many things until we reached the middle of this city.
Moved
from there, we went to the central of the city. On this day, we want to see the 12 foundations upon which God built the 12 cities compacted together to make up the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the first heaven, in the rim above.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is where we're heading on to this day. You see the 12 foundations. 12 foundations upon which God built 12 cities compacted together to make up the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the first created heaven, in the rim above. Yes. 12 foundations upon which God built 12 cities compacted together, which make up the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, in the first heaven, in the first created heavens, the rim above. Are we together?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now this,
you note down, this is going to help us to take away the lies and to remind us the truth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It's going to help us take away lies of those. It's going to help us take away lies and to remind us of the truth concerning the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. Yes. Are we together? First, in taking away lies, that the city of God, it is angels who built it. That the ones who are building it. And that it is not yet completed. In that in some areas the weeds are grown in structures not complete. As some of those liars, they have spoken lies in the world. Taking away lies, that the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, it is being built by angels.
and that it is not yet completed. Even some areas the weeds have grown there. According to many liars who have moved out in the world. Yes. The second, to remind us of truth concerning the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, that God built it. God himself built it on the foundation of heaven, right from creation of heaven and earth. Sure. To remind us that this city of God, the Jerusalem of heaven, God built it himself on the foundation of heaven, right from creation of heaven and earth, in the beginning. It's anciently, it was finished to be completed. Yes.
And
not as the lies which some people move by. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We've gone back to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22. He says like this. Hebrews chapter 12, verse
22.
But you are come unto Mount Zion, and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, unto an innumerable company of angels. Yes. He said that you come on the city of the living God, Jerusalem of heaven, where there's innumerable company of angels. Now to say, he said you've come, the city of the living God. The city is of the living God. The living God. Jerusalem of heaven. First of all, that you've come on the city and it's of the living God.
It's
not of these gods who didn't create heaven and earth, but the living God, that you have to enter it in the head. The city, it's of the living God. Not gods who didn't create heaven and earth. These meant to perish. According to how we read in Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 10 to 11.
Jeremiah esura ya 10 n'olunyirwa 10.
Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 10.
Naye mukama ye Katonda yennyini owamazima. Oyo ye Katonda omulamu. Era kabaka ataggwaawo. N'ensi ekankana olw'obusungu bwe. So namawanga tegayinza kugumikiriza kunyiga kwe.
But the Lord is the true God. He is the living God and an everlasting King. At his wrath the earth shall tremble, and the nation shall not be able to endure his indignation.
Olinyore 10 n'olumu.
Verse 11.
Bwe muti bwe mba mbagamba nti bakatonda abatakola gulu nansi abo balibula okuva wansi we gulu.
Thus shall you say unto them, the gods that have not made the heavens and the earth, even they shall perish from the earth and from under these heavens.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. According to Hebrews chapter 12, that we first read, verse 22, he said, but you've come
to
the city of the living God, heavenly Jerusalem. He has told you the city is of the living God, meaning it's not of gods who did not create heaven and earth. Those perish under the heavens and the earth. According to we read in Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 10 to 11.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. No one should confuse you that this city that was built by humans or the angels, for that of humans is right in Israel.
Jerusalem of this earth, in Israel. It was built by humans, and it's of humans. Jerusalem of heaven, it's a city of God.
It
was built by God himself on 12 foundations, on the foundation of heaven, right from creation of heavens and earth. That is why it is said,
he's
not shamed to be called our God, because he prepared for us a city, himself God the Father, as he works with his word.
When
we know the Son Jesus Christ, together with the Holy Spirit, and he prepared us a city, according to Hebrews 11. Verse 16, he says like this. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 16.
Katonda kyavalema kukwatibwa ensonyi ku lwabo okuyitibwanga Katonda waabwe, kubanga yabateekerateekera ekibuga.
But now they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly. Therefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared for them a city. Yes.
God
is not ashamed we be called our God. Unto us who have desired the better country, and you don't yearn for this world and things in it, but you yearn, how can I reach in heaven? That Hebrew 11 verse 16, because they desired a better country, after they entered in that thought, they desired a better country, the heavenly, and they yearned to go back to heaven. God not ashamed to be called their God.
But
these had remembered that our Father is in heaven, even God. They get shame because they are God, because they knew it's their God who is in heaven, and he prepared a city for them there. Prepared himself this city, he built on 12 foundations, and he built 12 cities compacted together to make up one city, Jerusalem of heaven.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Katonda kenyini,
God himself,
kulimba,
they should not deceive you,
malaika,
that an angel,
Katonda,
set up the city, it is God.
Seyatuma,
he didn't send
malaika yena,
any angel,
ngaba mukwaba abaruta,
as some of the dreamers, as some of those are visions, things come from Satan.
It hurts
many of those all over the world, and some they say that when they reached in the heavens and they found that they are still building it, yes, and they saw some structures, they have grown weeds in them,
others
they appear like slums. Yes. And those who spoke like that, but he says he's prepared us a city. They have already sconed.
No.
If they say because God prepared them a city,
can
someone come to say that elsewhere they have not completed to build the structures there? Another says the grass and the weeds are grown in the structures. Others they say there are some areas which don't look nice. They are like slums, and they are slum like structures. But the scripture say God prepared for us. Not blasphemy and to familiarize. How can God prepare a thing which appears and looks like that? In some buildings, the grass have grown in them. They are not completed well. That perhaps even the rain has fallen upon them and they begin to crash.
And
others reached to say that when they reached there and they found that Apostle Paul, because he preached the gospel so much, that he had his mansion in heaven. Apostle Peter, because he preached a little, slept on the veranda of Apostle Paul. And they forgot the scripture say, he who put them on work, one was just on the first hour, another on the third hour, those of the ninth hour and the 11th hour, and they completed work at the 12th hour. All were given one denarius. Because one had rolled them with the ability to work like that of ours. You know people to demean the things of God. They claimed to die and they went in heavens. Indeed, as
you've
read in Hebrews 12:23, we welcome you in the city of the living God. God who has never died, he is living. Even the city is his. We welcome you in the city of the living God, Jerusalem of heaven, and you reach in it, and you tell us elsewhere it's not yet complete. Even grass has grown in some areas, elsewhere the buildings have crashed and began to break down, elsewhere there are slum like structures. Don't you see you need a book of remembrance?
Wow.
For it's of the living God. The reason is one who prepared it.
It prepares
for those who seek to go back to heaven. When we read in Hebrews 11:16, because they sought for a better country. It's the heavenly country. God. Why is no shame to be called their God? Discovered that our God is in heaven, and they sought to go back to heaven, and that he to prepare them a city. He prepared for them. And God the Father himself is the great in taking counsel on that city. God is the one we know, the Son Jesus Christ.
He's
the master who designed it.
Master architecture.
Master architecture. And God the Holy Spirit, we call the Spirit of the Lord, is one who was sent and it was created. Not angels. And these, God the Father, God the one we know, the Son Jesus Christ, even the Holy Spirit, the ones responsible even to renew it. Our Lord Jesus, when he came on the world, he said, my Father's house, there are many storied mansions. If it wasn't like that, I wouldn't have told you. If a person tells you, there are many storied mansions, he says, if it wasn't like that, I wouldn't have told you. But what I tell you, that is exactly how it is. And you come, you the dreamer who died as you claim, and tell us you reached in heaven and some buildings are not complete. They are on the wall plates. Others, the rain has hit them and they are breaking down. Others, the grass has grown in them. That the other side, he built their slum like structures. There's not so much righteous, there once there in the heaven of the living God. That our Lord Jesus proved. And he said that if it wasn't like that, I wouldn't have told you. You make Jesus a liar. After you say praise our Lord Jesus, look at that woman. Have you understood, you woman? Some of these, I speak them home seriously. I hear Aida.
Aida, Uganda.
Aida, right in Uganda. She says she went to heaven. That heaven you went into. And many others are like that. Who brought the book of lies in the world. Right now we brought the book of remembrance. Take away the book of lies.
Amen.
Sure.
Okay.
Let's read in John chapter 14.
Yokane sura ya kumi na nya noli nyolisoka.
John chapter 14 verse 1.
Omutima gwamwe tegwera likiriranga. Mukirize Katonda. Era nange muzikirize.
Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me.
Mu nyumba ya kitange mulimu ebizimbe bingi ebigulumivu. Singa tekiri bwe kityo. Nandi bagambye kubanga ngenda okubateekerateekera ekifo.
In my father's house are many mansions. If it was not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you.
Olinyolokusatu.
Verse 3.
Era obanga ngenda okubateekerateekera ekifo. Ndikomawo nate ne mbatwala gye ndi. Nze gye ndi namwe mubeere eyo.
And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Yes. John chapter 14, verse 1, he says,
of
our Lord Jesus began saying, believe God. Me to believe me. Verse 2, he says, in my father's house, there are many storied mansions. If it wasn't so, I wouldn't have told you. Because I go prepare for you. I will come back for you. Me where I am. You will be there. Going to prepare what? Already the city was there. He had gone to cast Satan out of there. Had gone to cast Satan from the city and these fallen angels. Those we read of them above. And we read in Revelation chapter 12, verse 7 to 10. And the war happened in heaven. Angel Michael and his angels began to fight the dragon. It is Satan. He too fought with its angels. They never appeared their place in heaven.
And
they were cast from there. They never appeared their place. This he had gone to prepare by casting them out. Yes. For when he was brought in the earth, according to Hebrews 1, verse 6, commanded all angels to bow and worship him, that they can be purified by his blood. The angels of Satan rebelled. As
they
read in the Hebrews 9, verse 23 to
24,
things of heaven need a better sacrifice to purify them. Yes. That's why in the Revelation 12 that we've said, verse 7 up to 12, the angels Michael overcame Satan and his fallen angels, overcame by the blood of the Lamb, the word of their testimony.
Means
what had gone to prepare was something small, casting out Satan and his fallen angels. But the city was there. My father's house had many storied mansions. If it wasn't like that, I wouldn't have told you. And then we get liars. Those
who
are taken in the underwater. And they are taken there by demons of Satan. They are the fallen angels. Who claimed we have died, we have died, and we saw Jesus. See Jesus will show you what he never spoke in the Bible. Yet they were taken under the ocean where they are still building, and they saw in the underwater Satan where he sits, and he conned them. Today, where are they? They are in marrying men as they chase them.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Some people are taken in the underwater because there it's where they are still building.
Let's read in Ezekiel chapter 27, verse 1 up to 4.
Ezekiel chapter 27,
verse 1. The word of the Lord came again unto me, saying, Now you son of man, take up a lamentation for Tyre. Verse 3.
Ogambe Tulo nti aigwe atula awayingirwa mu nyanja, omusubuzi w'amawanga eri ebizinga bingi. Bwati bwayogera Mukama Katonda nti, gwe ayitulo oyogedde nti nze natuukirira mu bulungi.
And say unto Tyre, O you that are situated at the entrance of the sea, which are a merchant of the people for many coastlands, thus saith the Lord God, O Tyre, you have said, I am of perfect beauty.
Olinyolokuna.
Verse 4.
Ensalo zo ziri mu mutima gw'ennyanja. Abazibibu batukiriza obulungi bwo.
Your borders are in the midst of the seas. Your builders have perfected your beauty. Yes.
Abazimbi eri wansi mu nyanja.
And they based in the underwater.
Bazimba.
They are building.
Kati bano gye baba tuwala.
No, these ones we are taken there.
Ku kitebe kya ba Satan.
At the base of the devils. And they reached there. You know, in the underwater.
Amaziba agayimusa.
Water was lifted up. When you reach there, you see as if you're in heaven.
You see
buildings they have been building. They are not completed. The grass has grown within them. There are funny slum structures there.
And
have you seen the city of God? The liars entered into the world. In the year 2005, when God began taking the heavenly journey,
he
told me from the year 2000, when the 2000 began, liars began to fake and corner the heaven. And they took many people from that time. Because they knew in the earth a first day of heaven had come within people. Knowledge of heavens and to enter it. And they sent liars.
And
took me the heavenly journey, told me,
you're
going to spend 7 years and you don't speak. And you're silent. I reveal to you everything. Don't rush. Because all your colleagues who were prepared to do the same work to be a vision of heaven and they proclaim it to others, the liars robbed them. Those you see, the Ida and the rest, they had a gift on the calling and they were destined to be taken to the real heavens. And they see it and they declare to others. But the thief came to steal, kill and destroy. He robbed their gifts. He showed to them other places. And the Lord kept me so much in the heavenly journey. The Holy Spirit in His fullness, the seven spirits, the seven groups of angels. But we find principalities want to capture you, take to show you other things. Now that to keep me, it involved me be patient, wait all message to be finished for 7 years. And I see them, we study, and I don't speak to any person. Because the tension was too much. So most, they were taken in the underwater. But now we read in Ezekiel 27. From verse 1 to 4. Others, they were taken in the underground bunkers.
The
underground where they have turned things upside down. For many nations who connive with the devils, the fallen angels, those called the aliens, who have built in the underground.
But
the ground is on the top. They built and worked, furnished there with magic. Reach there, you may think you are in heaven. Now, because I was in the heavenly journey, every place we reached it, we studied what it means.
Now,
those who never knew, they took in the underwater, they called them that this is heaven. Have you seen the structures not complete? They created the fallen angels, they appear as Apostle Paul, they have mansions. They are taken in the undergrounds, they are built there. In the underground. As you hear the areas 51 in America. The cities are under the ground. And you've entered heaven. And they bring you back when they have turned things upside down. That's why this journey was meant to move within the Bible. And things spoken, they are read. As the truth of the Bible is. In Isaiah chapter 29, verse 15 to 16, others were taken in the underground bunkers, in the midst of visions of the devils, and they made them dream. What was there? Me and you have just gotten revealed and explained of it. Let's read we here.
Isaiah chapter 29, verse
15.
Zibasanza abo abakenye wansi okweka mukama kutesa kwabwe. Nemirimu gyabwe giri mu kizikiza. Nebogera anti ani atulaba era ani atumanyi.
Woe unto them that go to the depths to hide their counsel from the Lord, and their works are in the dark, and they say, who sees us and who knows us? Verse 16.
Muvunikira ddala ebintu. Omubumbi bali mwenkanya ebbumba. Ekintu ekikolebwa n'okwogera ne kyogera kw'oyo eyakikola nti teyankola. Oba ekintu ekibumbibwa ne kyogera kw'oyo eyakibumba nti talina magezi.
Surely your turning of things upside down shall be esteemed as the potter's clay. For shall the thing made say of him that made it, He made me not? Or shall the thing formed say of him that formed it, he had not understanding? That he doesn't understand? They go deep down in the ground. And they build what they build there. And they overturn things. There. Many people, they say that he died. And they take them in the vision of the underground. In those dreams. And according to Jeremiah. Jeremiah 29. Verse
9.
These dreams, the coast people dream them. Here they make you as if you're dead, and they take you in the hospital very well, and they confirm you are dead.
Well,
those the devils do them. There are places they bury people 3 days in the graveyard.
When
come out when you are alive, you get rich
in
the riches of sacrifice. Now these ones are many who brought these lies. Right from visions and dreams of the devils. Let's read we here. Jeremiah chapter 29. Verse 9. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 9.
Kubanga baba lagulira mu linnya lyange ebyobulimba. Sibatumanga bwayogera Mukama.
Verse 8.
Yeremia Isirayeli mu 9 olinyirwa 8.
Jeremiah 29 verse 8.
Kubanga bwati bwayogera Mukama weje Katonda wa Isirayeli nti bannabbi bammwe abali wakati mumwe n'abafumu bammwe balemenga okubalimba so temuwulirizanga biroto byammwe temuwulirizanga biroto byabwe bibabaloosa.
For thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, let not your prophets and your diviners that be in the midst of you deceive you, neither hearken to your dreams, which you cause to be dreams.
Hey.
Yes. Prophets, they are right there, and diviners, and they are false, some of them. They have been caused dreams, they have brought them. But they have gotten there from the underwater. When it
reached
concerned the city of God, the city of the living God, Jerusalem of heaven, and they begin to lie in the dreams. And people see a fake heaven, and they have seen it under the water. Others have seen in the underground, and it's where they have seen. According to that Jeremiah, let's repeat the verse 8 and 9.
Jeremiah chapter 29 verse
8.
Kubanga bwati bwayogera Mukama weje Katonda wa Isirayeli nti bannabbi bammwe abali wakati mumwe n'abafumu bammwe balemenga okubalimba so temuwulirizanga biroto byammwe bibabaloosa.
For thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, let not your prophets and your diviners that be in the midst of you deceive you, neither hearken to your dreams, which you cause to be dreamed. Verse 9.
Kubanga baba nti kubanga baba lagulira mu linnya lyange ebyobulimba sibatumanga bwayogera Mukama.
For they prophesy falsely unto you in my name, I have not sent them, saith the Lord. Yes. He did not send them. But they speak what they dreamt very well. What surprises most? Bible says they reach and hold on to things they saw.
When
you bring the Bible, explain to them, they claim, me, I saw it. But you saw of whose? That of God or of the lies of Satan?
Me,
when I was in the saloon, I died. When I died, I saw Jesus has come my way. He passed me through the tunnel. Which tunnel? Which heaven do we pass through a tunnel to reach in? And we passed on the rope separating hell and the heaven. And it was written where in the Bible? For what is more sure, we have the word of the prophets.
We
do well to see it as a lamp shine in darkness. And when we reached in heaven, I saw structures of some people, and the grass has grown in them, they are not yet complete. Because they were not ministering on this earth. Even angels were building them, and they stopped the work of building. My goodness. And you sit, you hear, my God. And wonder, if she went to heaven, yet
you were
on the conmanship of Lucifer.
Hallelujah.
Bible says in Colossians,
these
people hold in the things they saw, but they are not right. Let's read, we see.
Abakolosayi esula ya kubiri n'oluyiro 18.
Colossians chapter 2 verse 18.
Omuntu yenna tabanyaganga ko mpeera yammwe mu kwewembeeka kw'ayagala yekka mu kusinzanga bamalayika abaagwa ng'anywerera mu ebyo bye yalaba nga yeegulumiririza bwereere mu magezi ag'omubiri gwe.
Let no man deceive you of your reward in the voluntary humility and worshipping of fallen angels, intruding into those things which he has not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind. Yes. The devils find you thinking, perhaps the heaven of God is like this. It must be like this. And they show you joining on the things you begin imagine. Yes. And you come out of hold into that, I saw it. But he said in Jeremiah 23, one who has seen a dream, you speak your dreams. And one who has seen that, my word, speak my word with faithfulness. When God takes you in his vision, in his dream, in the trance, or trance, going to see as his word is, not as fighting his words. Sure. Not to oppose what is spoken before in his prophets. Let's read in Jeremiah, we see.
Jeremiah esula yabiri musatu, n'olunyiro abiri mu munana.
Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 28.
Nabbi alote chiroto, awulirenge chiroto. N'oyo alina ekigambo kyange, ayogerenge ekigambo kyange, n'obwesigwa.
The prophet that has a dream, let him tell a dream. And he that has my word, let him speak my word faithfully. What is the chaff to the wheat, saith the Lord? Yes. He said, you dreamt. I dreamt a dream. And I saw a form of a city. Don't attach it to God. But if you've seen his words, speak his words. That I saw in the vision, the city of God, as it is written. And he says, that if you have seen the word of God, the things you speak, these are homos which crush all the lies of Satan. Read the next verse you hear.
Jeremiah chapter 23, verse
29.
Ekigambo kyange tekifaanana omuliro, bwayogera Mukama.
Is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces? Yes. See the vision of God, you see there the words. Now, brethren,
we
would have spoken much on this issue. But as he first said, in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19, and he says like this. Yes, read we hear.
Petero echokubiri esura esoka n'olunyiro 19.
2 Peter chapter 1 verse 19.
Era kisinga obunywevu tulina ekigambo ky'abannabbi. Mukola bulungi okukira b'ekyo ng'etabaaza eyakira mu kifo eky'ekizikiza. Okutuusa obudde bwe bulikya, emmunyeenyekesa obudde n'eyaka mutima gyammwe.
We have also a more sure word of prophecy, to which you do well, but you take heed, as unto a light that shines in a dark place, until the day dawn, and the day star arise in your heart. Yes. What is more sure? We have the word of the prophets. You see, it's a lamp enchant in the darkness until the day star rise in their hearts. That whatever you've dreamed, seen where? Come back in the word. For it's what is more sure. But these ones saw things that they have seen the city of God, that the city of the living God, Jerusalem of heaven. But are they even sure that it's what they saw? They say they saw heaven.
Yes, which heaven? This one
in the firmament, what? And it deceives us much. And even the word, we don't know what it speaks of that. And we clap hands. And some of us shed tears. They have seen our structures are not complete. Lord, have mercy, quickly complete my structure.
That
is it now. Mark chapter 12. You err much for not knowing scriptures. You err for not knowing scriptures. For all these liars, they will come and they just steal scriptures. You must be knowing them much. At the point one lies to you, you said the city was what? It's not complete. And the one God prepared, Jesus said, if it wasn't like that, I wouldn't have told you. And now you, what you tell us, you get them from where? Mark chapter 12, verse 24.
Yesu nabagamba nti, siche muva mukyama nti. Yesu nabagamba nti, siche muva mukyama nga temumanyi ebyawandikibwa newankubadde amanyi ga Katonda.
And Jesus answering said unto them, do you not therefore error, because you know not the scriptures, neither the power of God?
Is
that where your error? But you don't know scriptures and the power of God. Can God build such a city where there are even slum structures on his power? This is being serious. Mark 12:24 is right. Jesus tells them, that's why you error for not knowing scriptures and the power of God. How can someone come to deceive you and you know the power of God, and you say written in the heaven of God, in the structures the grass as weeds are grown in the heaven? And some the rain has hit them, they are breaking down. And they tell you, Apostle Peter indeed, he sleeps on the veranda of Apostle Paul, on the veranda. How you believe that? Jesus lived it, promised them, when I come for you, I take you where I am in the city. Tell me, Jesus turned against these apostles and he got Paul, whom he brought later. He gave him a big mansion. He got Peter. Apostle Peter, he moved with him for some time. He made him sleep on the veranda of Apostle Paul. You've gone back. Ezekiel 18. God is not just. Those are things moving the world. But upon which you know you have dreams of the devils. In that vision you are into, it's of the devils. It holds multitude of works. That's why you see they moved so much and they spoke so much. Things never made meaning. They did bring a fear in the world. But they preached and you cried. When they reached in hell, on the reception, Satan was there on the table. He's on the reception of hell. Even hell has a reception. Hell has no order.
Look at
And they
wrote in the book of the dead.
Lucifer
was writing there.
I'm
imagining Lucifer seated on the reception writing.
And he opened
the book of punishments.
Lucifer
opening book of punishments in hell. And he gave out punishments. He called some of his demons. Beat Cain, this one. We'll burn them.
Now
what surprises?
The
chief thief.
Satan.
The chief liar. The chief sinner. That is the one to give punishments again in hell. Which hell? Which prison in the world, which they give a chief thief to lead it? Lies are right under the sun. And that's how they are. Concern the city of God. The city of the living God. Jerusalem of heaven. That
is
built on 12 foundations. 12 cities compacted together. Those built on foundation of heaven. Right from creation of heaven and earth. But I've told you, according to Ecclesiastes 5, verse 3.
The
dreams of the devils have works they give you. You can dream and you build a church which covers the entire village. But it's the building. And you ask yourself, scriptures, the church, it is us. Dreaming, I've seen a big building and they have written on church. I've seen the name God is what is given it to me.
Glorious church.
Church yechitibwa.
No lyoko okola okuzimba ekkanisa
you work to build the church which occupies the entire village.
Shizimbe.
The building.
Nebuza
banna. And you ask yourself.
No obera n'emirimu mingi
nnyo. And you have much work.
Mu kifo eki kyamu.
In the wrong place.
Talisome tuulire.
Let's read we here.
Omubulizi esula ya 5 n'olinyolo 3.
Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 3.
Kubanga ekiroto kijira wamu n'olufulube lw'emirimu. N'eddoboozi ly'omusirusiru lijira wamu n'olufulube lw'ebigambo.
For a dream cometh through much business, and the fool's voice is known by a multitude of words. Yes.
Dreams
of the devils give work. When you're going to speak of them, you have to fast so much. They are ones who strangle you. And they give you many words instead of the many scriptures. Now when you reached in heaven, Jesus, but his word was magnified above him. And when he stand up, he knocks himself on it like a roofing on the top of
Yesu
it. Yet Jesus is the word.
I don't
know how his word got magnified above him. That now there are those in the slum structures in heaven, that false heaven, that they were yearning from there.
Yes.
Jesus, come even our side. And then he turned to go there. He turns to a lion and wants to devour them like that.
That's
why the two heavens want to devour them there. But this world, it's in the hand of the wicked.
And
God has loved, called us, given wisdom and understanding.
Amen.
Jesus has taken people, put them in the slum structures, that those not so much righteous are the ones in them. What were they sowing in the world? That though you're not much righteous, you still enter heaven. That you'll be in the slum structures. And you yell, Jesus, come our side also. As he comes, he turns to a lion, he roars. He wants to devour them. You tell him, Jesus, why did you bring these ones to heaven to turn against them, to eat them? And then
he
reaches the scripture. That is the lion of Judah. They have quoted the scripture. But this world holds troubles. The city of the living God, Jerusalem of heaven, God built it on 12 foundations. 12 foundations.
Era mu Bebulani esura eno Bebulani ya 11
and in Hebrews 11
onyoro mnana pakure 10 agamba bwati
verse 8 to 10 he says this
Abebulani ya esura ya 11 no linyoro mnana
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 8
olwo kukiriza Ibrahimu bwe yayitibwa naulira nokugenda nagenda mu kifo kiyali agenda kuwebwa kuba obusika Navayo nga tamanyi jagenda.
By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should later receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing where he went.
Olinyolo mwenda.
Verse 9.
Olwoku kiriza, nabera omugenyi munsi eyasubizibwa ng'etali iye, ng'asula muweema wamu ne Isaka ne Yakobo.
By faith he sojourned in the land of the promise, as in a foreign land, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. Verse 10.
Kubanga yalindirira ekibuga ekirina emisingi, Katonda kiyakuba kiyazimba.
For he looked for a city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Yes. He looked for the other city. That God laid his foundations. God himself laid the foundations.
He
holds 12 cities. 12 foundations. 12 cities. Those compacted together.
To
make up one city, Jerusalem of heaven. Those shall come listed tomorrow. We are going to be listing them tomorrow. But the city compacted together with 12 cities. According to Psalms 112, in the verse 3, he says like this. Psalms 112, verse 3.
Ebintu n'obugagga biri mu nyumba ye. Zaburi esula ya 12:2 n'olunyiriri olw'okusatu.
Psalms 122 verse 3.
Gwe Yerusalemi eyazimbibwa okuba ekibuga ekigattiddwa awamu.
O Jerusalem is built as a city that is compact together.
Kibuga.
It's a city.
It's
compacted together with 12 cities.
Jerusalem,
Jerusalem of heaven. Cannot touch one of those cities. And you bring it in the planet Earth and it fits there. One city on the 12 cities. Because remember, they are built on the foundation of heaven, not of the earth. For the earth is That's one in the image. It's where there are our cities in that small planet. When God built a city, built it from foundation of the heaven, move higher up to the heaven. It means
you
can't get one city, plant it on a planet. It's a very small thing.
Wow.
When we speak of the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven,
move
it out from the city, you can imagine. But because of time,
let's
come see where those 12 foundations
on
which God built 12 cities compacted together. Make up the seat of the living God, Jerusalem of heaven, found in this first created heaven, in the room above. But I'm going to request you tomorrow at the 12th hour, half past 12 hour, I would have come on the pulpits. We are not going to wait for you. We are not going to do what? I'm not going to wait for you that you come at the second hour of the night. No. I've never seen a school in the world. And you come in your time, you wait, and the teacher waits for you. But you despise God much. You think about it. I'm not going even to play a blessing for you today. Because you despise the school of God.